Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. This will be the video, possibly the last message for 2022. If I make a summary of 2022 or a little shadow of 2023 before the end of 2022, I don't know, but let's say it might be the last this year because there's still tons of work to do before and then ask next week's. So I want to speak here about Hanukkah and Christmas. And also at the end, I will share a very interesting dream that relates to that time, that season. I will not bring much thoughts definitely on 23 or what it could bring. I want to try to stay away from too much of speculation, even though might be not nice what's coming. The message is already fairly long and I don't want to make you fall asleep of too many of my words. So first now about Hanukkah and Christmas, these two. And the questions coming. Does these two things have something or anything in common? I would say yes, the approximate time frame, but that's it. Are they biblical? Not really. Even though it points somehow to biblical thoughts or events, but that's so far. Or things that's related to scripture. Are there any commandments in scripture that we shall keep them? Not at all. Not one. No, if they're not scriptural, shall we abstain from it? So I'm not a communist, fascist, or a Marxist. I'll dictate anything on you, but I will give you just my opinion on that. If you choose to celebrate the one or the other, or how to celebrate it is between you and Adonai. Yeah, you will reap anyway what you have sown. The origins of Christmas you may have heard of, which is not good at all. The rest, how many celebrate, is another pair of shoes. I, for myself, don't celebrate any of the these. For Christians, I advise you to stay away at least from this materialism mindset. And it's possibly even that is very hard for many Christians. If we have been with tradition so bound to that customs, but that's not good. You may not be able to ignore it to some extent because I see it here when I go around, specifically in every corner, there's a decoration and stuff that jump into my face. And just lately I bought a few small items, some stuff at a DIY store, and the lady, when I paid with my stuff, she asked me if I want these things. She pointed to these balls where people hang on the tree. And I said to her, no, I even don't have a tree. And I don't want to have a tree. But finally, she put it together with the other stuff in the bag and said, then give it to someone else. And I thought, how silly. This is when I say there's almost no way to avoid it. Well, I put it on the counter of the church and without saying anything, maybe they throw it away or someone took it or tossed it. I don't know. I don't care about it. So you see, it takes some effort to ignore. However, I don't celebrate because since many, many years already, and I don't miss anything, nothing. And just a side note, funny to say, some Jews truly love Christmas, especially those who have a toy store. It's just the day that the season when they make the most profit. Possibly the Bunny Festival is also a good season for them, but their argument is simply religion is religion, business is business. So keep in mind when you celebrate Christmas, it used to be always the day with the highest suicide rate when you celebrate it. We can remember Yeshua's birth when he came in the flesh, his death and resurrection, and at any day of the year. There's no need for specific days or for specific day. Where all the hypocrites go to church, and those who that you don't see the whole year there, but suddenly they pop up. Maybe, I don't know, maybe today not anymore, but at least it was the case when I was young. And here, there are often two pro-arguments for Christmas I hear. The one is that the people supposedly are more open for the gospel, like they're in a sentimental mood. Oh, I'm dreaming about this, this calm and whatever. Can this be approved? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. The other pro argument is that it is a time when we can meet with our family and meditate the birth of Christ and so on and on. I would say, if you're not able to come together with your family at any time of the year, then there might be rather something fundamentally wrong in your family that you should better fix. I know what I mean with that. Though I had relatively good parents, I would say, really, compared to many others, but they were not believers. So almost nothing on the day was about the birth of the Savior. Happy for those who whose family are all believers, and especially born again and faithful servants. But I think this is very much the minority of the population. And yeah, I understand this is not always easy to bring all the family members together on a certain day in this hustle-bustle world. But instead, working and shopping and doing all kinds of stuff on Shabbat, we may consider to keep the fourth commandment and use that as an opportunity to come together. To keep the fourth commandment, to stop from the ordinary work and then rest and come together as a family, and maybe also invite some friends, share the scriptures, give thanks for that blessed day that is made for men. And with that, if you keep Shabbat and use that opportunity to come together, you have 50 times a chance to meet with family, and not only once a year. Maybe if your relatives are a little bit far away, then maybe you make it only 3 or 4 times a year, but still more than once. And Hanukkah, switching over now from Christmas to Hanukkah, most people and also Christians may not know at all what Hanukkah is. Roughly to say, Hanukkah commemorates the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem after a group of Jewish warriors defeated the occupying the Greek armies. There are more details about it, and if you are interested, just look it up. You can use your favorite search engine, and you will find enough information on that subject from people who explain it much better than I can do. And shall we celebrate it? We can. There is nothing wrong with that festival. But we don't have to. Unlike Christmas, which comes out from a pagan roots, Hanukkah don't have, in that sense, pagan roots. It's just a man-made something. But we don't have to celebrate it because it's not a commandment of Scripture. And actually something at the end points to Christmas again and to Jeremiah 10. Well, you can go on that track or not. Isaiah always is the Jeremiah 10 festival. One thing is sure, and even most Christians, or almost all Christians, those who are really a little bit more settled and their faith, that they know that Yeshua was not born on the 25th of the cold winter month that is named December. In the scripture, there's anyway, there are not many birthdays mentioned. Two of them I can think of, and both had a really bitter taste, some kind of a So the one was Pharaoh, that did not end pleasant for the chief baker. The other was the birthday party of Herod, where I would wonder that, or would not wonder if the dance of Herodias' daughter was some kind of a table dance very close to Herod. That's what Jezebel's spirit likes to do, things like that. And that didn't end well for Yohanan, John the Baptist. Well, at Yeshua's birthday, it's unknown. They just maybe they picked just that day by a democratic vote or by choice to combine it together with other birthdays from supposedly other gods. Maybe I can do the same. I throw away my birth certificate. I don't have it anyway, but anything that shows up my birthday, and just pick a date. Let's say I'm using a Jewish calendar, let's say, and you can convert it to the Gregorian if you like. Let's say 12 Nisan 5757. How would that be? Nisan is a Jewish month, and also Japanese car, I think. Japanese. Hope I'm right. But at least I can assume most people are able to pronounce it. Or maybe I use 26 Adar 15744, which is the 29th of the second month. So only every four years I have to deal with that subject of birthday. But now, is there anything to say about 23? And is there a review of 2022? I mean, when I just mention again the review of 2022, it's hard. If I make a video or not, I don't know. Possibly not. First, because the year was filled with so many things and hard to decide where to start and what to pick. And because I don't have enough time, since the dates are just flying by. It's just crazy. But let's see, maybe the rest of the work on the boat will get smoother than the challenges I encountered till today, till now. Actually, because of my financial limitations, I have to spend more time to figure out how to bring all of that into my budget. And also, additionally, on a small island, I have a lot of experience in construction and other things when I do some repairs on apartments or stuff like that. And anything with construction, for example, a complex project like the boat, it takes more time to get the material together than the work itself. You're just running around from shop to shop. They have a little pieces, they have a little. So you go from one DIY to the next, and it's always just these small stores. But maybe I will make a review, whether prophetical or personal prophetic, economical or political or whatever level. And for 23, what I can say now is I've definitely not get easier. But back to Christmas, a little bit ago, I received a dream that mentioned something about Christmas. You may say this is influenced by whatever stuff, you know, during Christmas season, which we are now here in. Well, it's up to you what you think of, but listen to the dream and then you can decide. So, because the dream I had on month 12, day 7, and it recorded on 6:10 in the morning. I may have had it a little bit earlier in the night, but this is when I recorded it first. And first I'm going to describe the dream as best as I can and give a one possible interpretation. Okay, now. I'm in the village in Germany where I grew up, most of the time, in the former house. So there's a long story when and how I come back to that from another region, but I can't remember those details anymore outside. And this region where I came from is not in that village and probably not even Germany, which is now I'm outside. But I find myself in the garage, and there, more at the right side, when looking toward the outside, maybe 1.5 meters away from the big swing door, you know, that leads outside, and this door is open. So basically the whole garage is open. And the garage is actually in that place, is built into the house. So in the middle, more towards to the left, inside the garage, roughly between me and the water tap, which is mounted on the wall, sits a small tree, maybe 2 meters high. This tree is also about 1.5 meters away from the door. So from the door in front and a little bit on my left. So I can't say for sure. Yeah, maybe I make a picture, you know, a drawing or something to have you visualize a little bit the area. I can't say for sure if this tree was planted in a pot or not, but it seemed to me it's rather gross in the garage, basically out of concrete floor. Then there is a thunderstorm outside and a thunderbolt hits this tree. I get down on the floor and lay down as low as possible. So the thunderbolt hits maybe 10 times, and finally the tree got caught on fire. The only way to protect myself is to lay down flat on the ground. And I'm basically at the at the same spot as I was in the garage, but now I'm outside. So it's almost impossible to explain or visualize that I'm in the garage, but at the same time outside at the same position. However, towards the left, near the entry, in front of the garage, there is a small tree, another small tree. So in the natural, where I used to live, when I used to live there, in the natural there was no tree, but now there is, in the dream, there is a tree. The garage leads to the road in a distance of about 8 meters. And near the road, from my view, almost at the very left of the garden, which is about 5-6 meters or 7 meters away, this is a triangle tree. It looks like a needle tree. And that was there in the natural, but only there's a birch tree, which is on the right side of that triangle tree. It's not there anymore, which was there in the natural. And that triangle tree is decorated like a Christmas tree. Here we're back. And from nowhere, suddenly it catches fire. And that sparkles like a New Year's Eve firecracker. The ones that things you put on the ground and then they have this very certain kind of sparkling. Maybe I add this. I think I have some audio on that. Somehow, somewhere, like out of the ground or out of nothing, almost everything in the garden starts to burn. And somehow it feels to me it is the Christmas season or around that time. The Christmas season is around Christmas. It's not Christmas Day. I mean, Christmas season. It could be plus minus a month, whatever. Now I pick up the garden hose, which is connected to the tap, and I start trying to quench the fire that has already spread all over the whole garden in front of the house. So I don't see any other person here, which is very unusual. Usually when there's fire, the people come running and gazing at the fire or whatever, helping to erase if possible. But somehow I know that all neighbors are watching from their homes. And as much as I assume that they have already called the fire department. However, with that small gardening hose, just a standard gardening hose, I can keep the fire pretty much under control, even if it's everything is already completely ablaze. But somehow it was significant important. It is around Christmas time with a fire and probably the time when Yeshua will take his bride. This is what I felt in the dream. Okay, so far the dream. You can read the transcript. That will give you maybe an easier overview when it comes to interpretation. Or you can make your own on that. Or say, just forget it. It's up to you. And again, this interpretation is just one of many. So don't judge or blame it. It's false if you see something else in the dream. Interpretation can have flaws, and my words to explain might be even weaker because English is not my native language. But this was thoroughly done with the help of the Holy Spirit and a dear brother. So it's not my own interpretation. So as I'm back home where I grew up and I come home after a long journey of my life, this just means I'm back home. And I'm in the garage on the right side, meaning I am in the place of home. I'm looking out at the world, and I'm looking on the right side of reality, because I am on the right side of reality. It's where Adonai put me, on the right side, on the right place. The tree to my left is under judgment from heaven. Thunderbolt means judgment. And the fire of Elohim gonna hit this tree. The tree is the tree of the world. And tree in scripture can also represent people. In Mark 8:24, you can read it. And I want to get out away from this judgment by going down on the floor as low as possible, not to get hit by the judgment, where the tree of the world is. They're growing out from concrete, from stone. So a thunderbolt hits 10 times, which is the number of the plagues of Egypt. It's the judgment of Elohim. Finally, the tree is caught on fire, which is the final plague or final plagues. The tree is going to burn. And the only way to protect myself is lay flat on the ground, which means to be humble, to have to be prostrate before Adonai, so that I won't come under this judgment too, because I'm flesh and blood and I surely deserve to be judged. So I need to get as low as possible to avoid the fire of judgment of a righteous and holy God. The Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. To call the fire department or try to erase the fire in another way with a little garden hose is somehow a natural response that appeared in dreams. The biggest question in the dream is whether there is a time element for the rapture in this dream. The dream itself is about judgment of Adonai, and my life is completed as I'm coming back to my original birth. The reason I'm in the town of my birth, and I left on a long journey, which is not in Germany, but there I'm coming back, and the circle of life is closing. And this is coming to Christmas. It's Christmas season. And judgment is coming and hits already close to home. Outside and inside of the garage at the same place means I am in my body, but I'm also in the spirit. So in two places at once. So in the world and in the spirit is out of the garage, but the body and soul is in the garage. So I tried to stop the judgment or to avoid the tenfold judgment of Elohim by being humble on the ground. When everything then starts to burn, which is a prophetic picture of judgment falling upon the world, I try to protect what's left on the earthly natural life. I'm able to do it to some extent, but it still burns. To keep the fire under control, like with the gardening or spiritual speaking, I could mean like by prayer, intercession, but I can't put it out. And suddenly I get the revelation. At the end of the dream, I get a revelation. It's a time of Christmas. It's a time of the rapture. Rapture, there's just this argument, you know. I'm not saying pre, middle, or end tribulation, but around Christmas. So further interpretation, sorry for some repetitions. Okay, with that coming rapture, if it will be this year, this Christmas, then we are talking about 1 or 2 weeks or maybe a month, which means time's up, it's done. We're out of here. Basically done, the world is over. At least for those, for the bright, for those who love him with all their hearts, mind, and soul, who love Adonai, keeping his commandments. And if this is true, then it's hard to understand actually other prophetic words that it's like going out to the harvest or being a messenger of the word of Elohim. Yet it can be, also it is not this Christmas, but can be next year or in 2 years, another time. But it can be also a symbol for something else. So don't get me wrong here. But anyway, we shall be on alert that something is coming, something very significant. And we can possibly, those who are sensitive in the spirit can almost feel it. May it will be the revelation of Yeshua's incarnation in some ways, or some fires in different types. Maybe we'll see things never seen before. Only time will tell. However, I think it was long enough to come to an end, and you can pray for yourself about these things. Possibly most Jews celebrate Hanukkah. Christians keep their pagan traditions to bow down before the decorated tree when they collect the gifts underneath. I may commemorate a bit on Hanukkah. Just think about it, but very likely I will not celebrate it the same way like the Jews, you know, reciting and praying and with the kindling of the candles. I don't have that special candle holder. But why the rapture occurring around Christmas times comes up in the dream basically out of the blue is strange, and I don't understand it. Though I have tons of things to do, but if And I have plans even that goes far beyond Christmas. But if it will happen, I'll not complain when I will be gone, when I go home, the real home in heaven. I can't say nothing will happen. Surely something will happen, because always something is going on. The wicked elite surely have their plans to further destroy the world with their evil plans. We only need to look at the plans for in Davos when they meet in end of next month. That says enough for the next pandemic is on the horizon. When they talk about it, then they will do it. Soon enough, we will know, as they said, don't let the crisis go waste. But I will not go much further on that in this video. That's possibly something I skip. I do my prophetic words and here and there a message and a dream, and that's it. Not going into politics. So enough now. I wish you loads of blessings, and Yeshua be with you. Shalom, shalom.